folks. I am back. So we are back. So if you're watching this video, I'm going to ask you guys one huge favor today. As you guys join in, let me know what you do. Just let me know, realtor, buyer, refinancer, loan officer. I'd love to know who's out there watching these, especially during the day, because I know when it comes to mortgages, it's not the most exciting thing to talk about. But in today's video, here's what I want to talk about today. And that's why I thought I'd do a live event today and talk about this. Is everybody keeps calling me saying, Dan, the rates, they're kind of where I wanted them to be. What do I do now? Because they've been dropping and dropping. Do we wait? What do we do? I have an old slogan back, I forget who knows when, back when, and it's not, I didn't create this thing, but it's, I always thought it was pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. Where is this thing? I actually made a slogan of it right there. Okay, and then I did some research, and it's actually some of the things say pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered. I don't know which one is accurate. So if you guys want to chime in on that, I'd appreciate that feedback as well. Okay, so I have a lot of people saying, Dan, you're getting way too political on us. And my comment on that is going to have to be, But I don't mean to be political on bashing one side or the other. I have to be political because I have to talk about the president. I have to talk about the Federal Reserve. I have to talk about international policies because I'm going to show you today these things right here that you're watching on your screen. Well, they're affected by the Federal Reserve. Yeah, they're affected by what the Federal Reserve monitors, and that's inflation. That's the unemployment rate, and that's also GDP. Yeah, they're involved in the GDP numbers. They focus in on that because this is the number that they control. But I'm going to show you how this, along with this, the economic calendar, along with the stock market, along with earnings reports, has everything to do with what the bond market's doing, thus ultimately coming back to this right here. So I have to be at the point where I have to talk about things, and I hope I'm not hurting anybody's feelings, but it is what it is. I'll tell you the context, what we're being presented, like with tariffs and things like that. I'm not, you know, going under the rug. I'm saying they're going to be inflationary. I've said it. I don't know if it's a one-time off and things like that. So we're going to take today's all the data we got right now, and we're going to go and give our hypothesis on where we think rates are going to go in the next couple weeks. Then after September, the next September, I think it's 19th this year, when the Federal Reserve's meeting the next time, because now they're expected a 90% chance, I think, of to cutting rates, and we'll get to that here in a second as well, on how all this stuff is going to affect rates, again, short-term, mid-term, and long-term. So let's get over to my thoughts on this. And you guys want to agree with me or not, that's fine. I'd love for you guys to at least chime in on some things. If you would, though, first thing I'm going to always ask you is give me a thumbs up if you can hear me and the visuals are okay. Because sometimes I know when I turn my head, my microphone goes out. So if that's what happens, please let me know. I'm going to try to stay as close as I can. I'm not sure on why lives that this does this, but let's get over to the news that we want to look at. So here's what rates did today. They eased just a little bit. We can see that right through here. They're down 0.01. They're sticky rate. It's about 6.5. All right, they're going to be in a range probably about 6.5, 6.75. That's what I'm expecting over the next couple weeks. If you're trying to, you know, refinance right now, I'm going to go back to that saying, pigs get whatever and hogs get slaughtered. Please, guys, if you're at, you know, 7.8 or 8% or 8.25%, and you see rates finally at 6.5, please look into it. I don't care if you call your current servicer. I'd love to be able to shop your loan for you or compare your loan for you. I'll show you how at the end of this video how I can compare the loan that you have, or how when we are trying to find rates for you, how we're searching over 30 different lenders on your application. So let's get over to what you're here for, Len. Let's get over to the topics. Federal Reserve, yes, they are still relevant. And even if the president replaces the Federal Reserve chairman, this is still going to go on. They going to cut rates or not? Most likely, yeah. Okay, so but here's what we have to focus in on. That's kind of short-termish. Let's look at the direction on where things are going. Okay, so the PCE right now, this is the inflation number that the Federal Reserve has the most confidence in. And this number keeps going up over the last few months. So what we want to focus in on, and I'm kind of on the Fed side this a little bit, is we don't know how inflationary these tariffs are going to be, because let's look at India. The other day, and I apologize, folks, I didn't mean India wasn't a major trading partner. I made a comment the other day saying India, you know, just because we're having some issues on tariffs with them doesn't mean the whole world's going to crack again, because India's isn't that big of a player. And I didn't mean it in the context that came out probably in that way. They are a huge player in the market. I just said you have one country out of many that you know, we're having issues with. You know, it's better than having 10 issues with 10 places. I hope you get what I mean. So that's what we're seeing through there. So inflation, we're checking to see if it's going to be sticky right about these levels, because I was looking when the PCE was about 2.3, I said inflation can uptick, and a lot of analysts said the same thing, in perspective about it'll add about 0.3 to that number. So that's what I'm saying. I think I'm hoping that 2.6 to 2.7 might be the cap where we're going there. Now, the unemployment numbers, I'm not going to go back and do the tantrum of, you know, whatever happened back last week, whatever. But these numbers, what you have to expect, though, maybe for a lot of people saying, well, this person shouldn't have got fired because of this and that and this and that. Well, maybe we just need to change the system. Okay, so again, a lot of people are relying on these numbers for purposes such as, if I'm a manufacturer and I see, you know, the employment numbers, you know, doing what they're doing, thinking the economy's going well and everything else, I might be, you know, in a position to kind of beef up things. But if I see, you know, employers laying off people and more people, I'm thinking, okay, the economy must be slowing down in those sectors. So that means the economy is going to slow down, so I'm not going to hire or do anything. And then, you know, that's what happens sometimes. But and what we saw is, oh, everything's hunky-dory, and then all of a sudden you get this report saying, oh, maybe it's not as great as we thought. And so that kind of upset the apple cart. So we're going to focus in on the unemployment numbers over the next few readings. And folks, it's really difficult to figure out what's going to happen tomorrow. You know, even the weather, you know, your weather person doesn't really know what the heck's going to happen with your weather next weekend. So it's hard to predict, you know, where rates and everything else are going based on some of this data. But I'm giving you my thoughts on this. I've been doing this a long time. I've been through many of these ups and down cycles, and hopefully I haven't steered you wrong yet, because I've been saying no housing crash, and some markets, yeah, they're down 10, 15%. But nationally, we're basically at, what, up 1%, 1.9% for the year. So that means if some markets are down 15%, well, what does that mean? Well, other markets are up 15%. So when I said the markets in general nationally isn't going to crash, and I've been saying that for years, and people have just been giving me grief, and some people don't even have me on their channels anymore. Well, hopefully I nailed that one for you, and we're getting pretty darn accurate on these interest rates. So let's go over and start dissecting my thoughts. Okay, so here's what I'm looking at. The GDP is fantastic. Unemployment rate, really don't know. Okay, this is going to be a coin flip. The inflation rate, yeah, it's going to teeter up and down a little bit, but it's still, with the inflation rate and the federal funds rate, these should be basically net neutral, meaning they should be the same in basically a worst case scenario. Okay, so if we have inflation, let's say this is going to rise another 0.3 or 4, so it goes to 3. Okay, well, why would you have the federal funds rate at 4.5? So this is where the markets and the president and everybody's saying, even some Fed officials right now are saying, yeah, we can probably have 2 or 3 rate cuts and still be above net normal or net neutral. Okay, so that's that part of it. So even though that happens, what's going to happen with the 10-year Treasury and other bonds? Because this only affects what the Federal Reserve does and everything else. What mortgage rates are tied to are these things like this. Okay, the bond market. I'm going to give you just a little bit of some good news right now. This is going to be in my closing bell video. Today, one of the things I was waiting for, is to see how much interest rates would have to be or have to go to get rid of. There is massive amounts of government debt being financed right now. I think it's the most, one of the highest ever in history. So I'm looking at this, and I'm like, okay, what rate is it going to take to sell off all this stuff? So if you go over to the 10-year note, and it's not just the 10-year note, folks. It's the all-time high. It's all the bonds in general are hitting the market right now, and it's really excessive. But the 10-year, look at this. Last time they had an auction, it took 4.362 to sell off all the debt. This time it was even more debt out there, but there was more institutional buyers. It only took a rate at 4.25. So rates even on this side of the equation is going down. Now this is telling us investors, foreign investors all over the place, anybody that's interested in our bonds, they're buying them. And they're buying them quite a bit right now because they're anticipating rates coming down. So rates are starting to come down, and that's what's happening behind a lot of things. But then we're going to go over to how's the economy going, and this is fits into the realm of the Federal Reserve and some things there. Okay, so we have tomorrow we're going to get initial jobless claims and continued claims. Now this is going to be really important. Usually we read into it, but not a ton, because we'll have the official report from the federal government once a week, once a month, and so forth. But these numbers are going to come a little more relevant now because of what happened last week. So everybody's going to pay more attention to these than ever. And they're going to start, you know, meticulously going through here. So here's what they're looking at, and I'm not even going to take a guess at what's going to happen tomorrow, and I'm just being honest with you guys. Here's Thursday. Here's the biggest news, I think, coming out for the whole week, right through here. Initial jobless claims, last reading was 218,000. They're expecting it to go to 221. And continued claims, 1.946 million. They expect it to go to 1.95 million. Where did the 250,000 that we just disappeared? Where are they? And that's where I can't figure that out. But so we're just going to blank that out. Don't make any conspiracy theories or anything, and just follow the markets from here. You know, don't fight the markets. And I'm not, again, not being political. I just have to dive into this data. All right. So then on Friday, what do we have? Is nothing. Really. So that's the biggest data points we have for this week. But we go over it every week. And this is the things that we look for. What's the jobs market doing? If the economy is going really, really, really good, well, mortgage rates and interest rates might stay steady, but probably in most cases even continue to come down because the whole market is overpriced right now. Okay, let me give you another example of this. How the markets are kind of overpriced. And this is for a lot of mortgage people, but you know, if you're watching this as a borrower, you'll get it too. Okay, so what normally happens when you're talking bonds? Let's get over to, where is my MBS? Right through here. Okay, so what happens with bonds is people years ago, you just ask them what the rate was on a mortgage at the time, and they'd be like, okay, what's the 10-year treasury? You know, it's 4.2 on the 10-year treasury. So mortgage rates right now would be 5.9. Because there's usually 1.75% added to this, okay? So that's a normal, historically that was the averages. What is it today? Well, you got 4.2 here. We go over to the rates and it's 6.5. That's a lot higher than where it should be. That's risks premium and other things adjusted in these numbers that skew it. And that's why, again, the Federal Reserve, it's like, lower your rates so now other bond features can come down. Because as long as the federal funds rate is this high, and we'll go back to the federal funds rate here. This is the federal funds rate. So this is the most secure investments that you can put your money in. You can't, because this is interbank lending. But how this works is basically you can get a CD now. Those rates. So if you can get guaranteed no risk investments and, you know, put it in at a 4.5% interest rate, who in their right mind would buy a mortgage bond with maybe foreclosure issues? Maybe the person would pay it off quicker and you'd lose that coupon value and so forth. So that's, you know, some of the reasoning behind a lot of these things. So if we get back to, you know, if the Federal Reserve starts to reduce their rates, then rates on everything else will start coming down, especially your savings accounts. And then what are people going to do? Well, historically, they would put their money in the stock market if they wanted some risk, or they would put it in long-term bonds because it had the longer the duration you went out in time, the higher the interest rates. Well, in today's market, we're seeing that the federal funds rate is 4.5, 4.25. Well, it's usually, like years back, it was like 0.25. So it went up that high, that fast, and the market's corrected from it. And now they need to bring the rates down. And I'm not saying go down to, you know, zero again, but maybe make it where you think inflation's at right now, or where the PC is right now, 2.5, 2.6. So if they did that, you know, there's a chunk that can come out of rates, and that's what the markets are expecting. But right now, there's so many, you know, smoke screens out there that we have that's causing issues, and that's why daily I come on here and people say, you know, why are you getting so political? We have to be, because I have to explain to you guys what's going in the markets. So then we go to the market news that we have each day, and I go through this meticulously with you guys and say, okay, here the market's doing this and the whys behind it, because I need you guys to understand the whys. Okay, so today we go through here and what's happening. India is, well, now they're paying 50% tariffs. So now this is the hiccup for the day. Apple earnings are up and so forth. So this is telling us, okay, Apple earnings are up. Even the Federal Reserve came out last time and said, okay, we're going to continue to watch the jobs numbers. We know inflation is going to be a little bit, you know, iffy right now. But one of the biggest things we're going to watch is corporate profits. How are companies doing, faring all these uncertainties? That's why recently we started looking at this. So I'm trying to tie all the stuff that I go over on a daily basis with you guys to make it make sense, not just coming out of the blue saying, here's what's going to happen. I want it to make sense with you guys. How we're trying to analyze all this is looking at it as a bond trader. Then if you look at it that way, then you can kind of understand more on what's going on with interest rates. So now let's get over to this market right through here. So this is the earnings calendar that we have. So again, we want to continue to focus in on what's going on with earnings so we can understand how the economy is doing. So we look at earnings for today. Let's see what we had. Oh, that's not today. We got, let's go to Tuesday, just because all the earnings will be there. Okay, so here's an earnings report. Now this is the earnings per share, and this is revenue. You can go up through here. And the thing is called earningshub.com. Okay, so if we go to the revenue, there's 18 companies that were represented up here. Of 18, three didn't hit their estimates. Three, for some reason, didn't report. All these others exceeded their expectations on revenue. Okay, let's go to earnings per share, because it could be different. Go to earnings per share. It's kind of the same. It's different companies, but the same thing. You got three out of 18 companies. All the other ones met expectations on earnings and revenue. Okay, so when you start seeing that, you're saying even if they come down with, you know, lowered revenue expectations, they still met it. Okay, so that's the thing. If you start seeing red all the way across the board, which you can at some point, that's when it gets scary. That's where companies aren't hitting their earnings, and things are going to start to crumble from there. Because if they're not hitting their earnings, that means people aren't buying stuff, because basically all these companies are service companies. So if people aren't buying stuff, they don't need to make it, so then they don't even need to employ people. So that's a huge chunk. So hopefully this can explain to you a little bit about how we kind of understand and predict what's going on with mortgage rates. And then finally, we go to this system right through here. So this system that we use, it is called MBS Live. If you'd like to subscribe to it, you can right down below. I've been a subscriber to this thing for years and years and years and years and years, and I love it. Okay, but I come out every day and explain to you guys what is going on. So what you need to understand that I try to help you with is how the bond market really creates your mortgage rate. So this bond right here that you're seeing in the market is right up through here. It's called an MBS. It's a mortgage-backed security. Think of it as a mortgage bond. Okay, so here is the bond. Here's what's happening to the price today. If you go over and I click this is a two-day chart. Nice. I don't know if you saw my morning video, but when we came out this morning, I said, well, we got the opening bell right here and it tanked. And I said, there was a big, you know, gap to fill, and I hope we fill it. Well, we did, and we exceeded it. So now here's what we're seeing. I want to get a little technical with you guys. If we go through here, here's a long-term chart of where the bond market's been over the last 6 months. And we'll go to the last year. You're going to see right through here. Here's the next entry point, or the next stall point we might have, is at 100.38. See it right through there, and there's a line across there. That's our kind of next line to pass. That's where the direction of everything looks like it's going right now. If you track the markets, especially on charting, you can see this nice little rally right through here is taking us up and away. This is where when this price goes up here, I'll explain it a little more to you. When the price goes up on any bond, so let me explain how bonds work. So if you watch my channel a lot, and or you watched it in the past, you've heard this several times, but I want you to understand how bond prices and the yields work. So what I normally say is, I'm like, okay, here's the bond price. It's up 9 ticks. When it's up, well, rates are down, and when prices are down, rates are up. Well, here's how that works. I'm going to make this as simple as I can, and I always use this analogy. We have a bond that has a face value of $100, okay? I bought it from you at some point, okay? So let's say I bought it from you a year ago, and it had a one-year maturity. Okay, so that when I give you the bond back, I get $100. Okay, so let me tell you how much I'm going to pay on it today, and then I'm going to raise that price to show you how the yield drops. So let's say it this way. I'm going to give you $50 today for that bond. Not today, but back when. You give me the bond, I wait a year, and then I hand you the bond, and I get $100 back. So remember, I gave you $50, and I got $100 back. So what's my rate of return? I doubled my money, so that's 100% return. Now let's drive that payment up. Just, I'll make it stupid, really. I'm going to pay you $100, or I paid you $100 last year. Okay, now the coupon comes to maturity, and I hand in my coupon, and I get my $100, and you're like, Dan, why would you do that? You gave him $100, and you got $100 back. Exactly. Do you see how when I raise the price, my yield went to zero? So as the price of this bond goes up, that's great news. Okay, so here's where a lot of people kind of got, you know, too greedy. When rates went back way up to here in March, we closed a lot of people, and people were sitting on the sidelines just, okay, well, I'm just going to wait a little bit better, little bit better. What happened? What happens when the price goes down? Rates go up. It went back to 7.2% again. And that's what happened. It happened almost here. A lot of people start getting involved, and then they're like, never came back down. Is this rally going to continue? That's where you got to position yourself at this time. So if you're a homeowner right now, it might be a good time at least look at the numbers. And again, if you're at 7.75, 8%, 8 1/8, and you're getting 6.5 and hopefully very, very minimal closing costs, because when you refinance, your closing costs are a fraction of what they are when you buy a house. So most people say when I call them up or they call me and they're like, hey, I'm looking to refinance, but you know, even with the lower rate, I don't really have 10 grand to spend on the closing costs. Well, you might be surprised because, for example, I did a live event a couple weeks ago, and we did a report, and there was somebody buying a house in Chicago. That's where I'm located. And if they were buying this particular home, purchasing it, their title fees were about $12,000, believe it or not. If it was a refinance, I think it was $998. That's normally what the differences are. Now, yours might not be that low. You have states like Florida that the tax stamps are pretty high. Sometimes Texas, California, some of those areas might have some difficulties, but you know, at least kick the tires. If you're you know, 7.5 or higher, at least look out, see what you can get, and go from there. But let's also go over to what the Federal Reserve their expectations are. So if you go to, and this is also another thing that we go over daily, if you go over to the Fed Watch tool, and the CME actually created this, and they're saying, well, in 41 days, the Federal Reserve is most likely going to do what? Well, we know the federal funds rate right now is 4.25 to 4.5. Okay, that's right here, current target rate. Let's get over to the aggregate. Now, holy shnikes. Well, this even jumped even more. This number right after the Federal Reserve meeting, I think it was 2 weeks ago, last week, this was 54%. Nobody there, everybody's like, nope, the rate cuts are off the table. The Federal Reserve, they're kicking the can because their employment's too good. I'll be damned 2 days later, then the jobs numbers come out, and it's like, whoa, what happened? So now this went from a 54, I think, ratio to a 95. So basically the Federal Reserve is going to cut. But does that mean... does it really mean that they're going to the mortgage rates are going to go down? No. It might have a correlation, but as we saw last September, the Federal Reserve cut rates 50 basis points. Some of the highest, one of the biggest rate cuts in decades. Within weeks, rates went up 100 basis points or 1% because of all the economics, all the other things that I talk about on a daily basis, and sometimes it has to be political. But please don't let that sway your decisions on me, what I do, how I do things. I have to give you, my goal is to help educate you guys on the markets and everything like this. So I have to be transparent. I have to call it when it is. And if I hurt your feelings, I apologize. Like kind of like Jim Cramer, he's there to make you money. If you like it or not, well, what he says. But you know, I'm here to help save you money or help you understand the real estate market, even if I say some things that might little upset the apple cart a little bit. So let's get over to some questions that some people might have, and then I'm just going to go through a financial calculator that we have on our website that I'll show you, and you can do it on your own. You know, just run the numbers and see, you know, how much if you were to refinance, how much would it look like? Or I even have calculators on here if you're looking to buy a house. You know, what can you do? But again, if you're watching this video, I'll explain to you a little bit who I am and what I do. I'll give you, 30 seconds. I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer, folks. I work at a federal bank. I've been doing this, I think it's 36 years now. I'd love to work with you. If you're out there looking to buy or refinance, I work in all 50 states because I'm federally licensed, as well as Puerto Rico. And we have a slogan. And actually, I created it. It's one application, one credit pool, and we're going to compare your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, I work at a federal bank, as you know, but we're set up as a large brokerage, actually, which is very unique for a federal bank. I know of maybe one or two other in the entire country that did or doing what we do. So what this does is it helps you guys. Okay, so here's why. When you're out there, you're looking to refinance right now, right, or buy. And you're like, okay, your first thing I get, and this is why we're doing this video, what's the rate? What's the rate? So you also have to understand the fees. So what we try to do, instead of you having to go like the old way, is go to this bank, that bank, this credit union, and that lender, put in your application, have them pull all your credit and do all that other stuff. We can, you know, you go to my website, and I'm going to go to the calculators as well. If you go to my website right through here, we can actually, one application, one credit pool, we're going to shop your loan to 33 lenders. And some of these lenders are probably the same lenders you're going to reach out to, but you're going on the retail side of the equation, where I, because I'm a bank, I go on their wholesale. So I can most likely get much better rates than you can, as well as no fees in most cases when you be paying the fees for that same service. So if you want to check out, you know, me and my services, here's my website right through here. I've got more to go through with you guys, though, folks. I want to just get to some calculators and show you some different tools that you have access to. But if you guys want to call in and just see, you know, how we can help you, give us a call right through here. If you want to ask, this thing getting more popular on the day. We just added this about 3 weeks ago, and I get about 40 of these a day, so that's pretty awesome. So thank you guys for that. If you've already out there and you already got a quote, or you're working with a lender right now, or a couple, here's what I ask you to do. If you want to check out and see, you know, what's the best rate out there, I can do a comparison for you within an hour. Just upload your information right through here, the loan estimate review. What you're going to do is just upload your loan estimate. I'm going to get back with you with a personalized video directly to you, and we'll go over that loan estimate and exactly what I can do for you. And I'm expecting, if we can beat them on the rate and the fees, I would hope we can win your business, because why would you continue to stick with that company? But that'll be your priority. But we also have programs like this. If you're looking to buy a house, check out this. It doesn't matter if it's your first home, or you've had a home in the past and you want to buy again, check out this. It'll give you up to $7,000 in down payment assistance. And just check here, and it's based on your income. So what you're going to do is, when you plug in this video, it's going to show you a map. You're going to plug in your zip code. It'll tell you exactly what your income needs to be. It needs to be that or less, and you might qualify for this program. Okay, so let's get to some questions that we have, and then we're going to get over to some calculators. I hope you guys are still with me. So here, let's go to another thing you guys would rather look at than my picture. Let's go to that. Okay, so let's get to some questions. Hey, Dan, if I'm closing on September 9th, could I lock in at 6.5 now, or try to wait a bit longer? You got time. It's only, you got a whole month. You got plenty of time. Here's what I would suggest you do, and I'm glad you reached out. The best rate that you can get, and not based on your credit score and things like that, the time duration is this. The longer the duration of time you need for a rate lock, you're going to pay a higher cost for that, okay? So the shorter the duration of time you can have, here, let me explain it. You're closing on the 9th of September. You have to lock within 15 days of that closing date, okay? That's basically the shortest duration of time you can have and still lock in. That's going to be your best rate, okay? Once you go to 30 days, the rate gets a little bit higher. You're going to have to pay a little more in fees. You go to 45 days, it's going to increase even more. You go to 60 days and more. 90 days, I wouldn't even suggest locking in for 90 days. So whatever lender you're working with, or you even have time if you want to send me your loan estimate, I'll do the review. You got plenty of time to worry about those rate locks. But watch daily, because the markets are changing daily. It's like, you know, us talking about stocks. You can't say, well, Dan, you said the stock, you know, that stock price was 100 last week. Well, that was last week. It's a totally different day, totally different economics, totally different everything. So basically, every day you have to kind of scratch your eraser on the board and just start over, and that's why I try to help you guys do each day. But Pokey, I hope that helps you there. If you want to reach out to me or upload your loan estimate to me, go to theRateUpdate.com. It's right here. Just click it, upload it, and I'll send a video out for you. If you are working with a builder, let me know that you're working with a builder and you get how much credit you're getting. I'm going to talk with a young man right after this video, this live event, who I've been working with for about 2 months, and he just closed on his new construction, and we're going to refinance him, and it's going to be a fantastic deal for him. So I got that working. So if you're working with a builder, let me know in the comments, in that email that you send me, so I can help work with you to how to make the most out of using those builder credits. Because if you don't use them, you're going to lose them. All right, let's see what we got next. We have Mike. Hey, Mike, my wife and I need a VA loan. Well, Mike, you know what? Here, do me a favor. I'm going to give you my email address. I'll pop it up right here on the screen. And if you would, just shoot me an email as soon as we're done. I do have one phone call I got to make with the young man who's looking to refinance that new loan he just closed on. But if you guys wouldn't mind sending me an email to that email address, I promise you. If you want me to call you, just say, hey, Dan, call us and give me the phone number. If you want, here, let me go back to your question. My apologies. I didn't know. I don't know if you need a refinance or a purchase. So, yeah, just shoot me an email. Let me know what I can help you with. I'll either call you, text you, or just email you back, whatever you prefer. So thanks for joining. Let's go to the next one. We got, I closed the end of this month. So unfortunately, I locked in yesterday at 6.48. I hope I didn't make a mistake. No, you're good. You're good. Folks, don't fret over a lot of these things, especially when you're looking. Here's what I want to get. Let me show you a financial calculator. Now, here's where I'm going to get into the pigs get fat and hogs get slaughtered. And Joe, I'm not saying anything, but let's get to this. Here's what I want to show you guys. If you go to my website, let's go back 1 second. If you go to my website right through here, this is pretty cool calculators. And we actually added an additional one because most of the calculators that are on these systems, they're terrible. And actually we are trying to make calculators exactly what I want available to you guys. So we're trying to create those in the back end because these tools are pretty good, but they're made by, people good with math, and I suck at math. So let's go over to this. Here's the calculator screen. So you go to my system and hit videos on videos. Let's go to refinance. And here's what I want to show you. You might be surprised if you're waiting on the sidelines for that, I'm at 8 and I need 6.25. No, I'm not going to take 6.3. Is there that big of a difference? So let me show you something. And if it doesn't make sense, I'll be the first one to say, hey, this doesn't make any sense. I know I make money by closing loans, folks, but I'm not here to rip you off. I'm not here to just close a loan because I need to make money. I'm here to help you. I've been doing this for 36 years, and I'm not, if I was trying to get rich quick, I sure as heck would have got out by now. But my whole goal is truly to help you out. Okay, so let's go through this. We're going to go with I think the average price of a house is like 320. So let's go 320. And this person was it. There was the rates back in September of 2023 were 8.25. So I know it's an extreme, but let's do it anyways. We'll just go to this was 2023. Okay, so that's what those terms would look like. Their mortgage payment would be $2,404. Now that's only the mortgage payment. That doesn't include taxes, insurance, all the other stuff. So I had a conversation with a young man yesterday. He's like, hey, I saw this ad from this builder. That payment is phenomenal. I was like, well, yeah, but it doesn't include taxes. It doesn't include insurance. It doesn't include PMI. It doesn't include, and there was a whole, and he's like, oh, okay, I get it. So here, I want to show you guys how this all works. So let's say you bought that house and your original loan amount was $320,000 at 8.25. And now you were in there through for a year and you owe $319,000. Okay, you'd be surprised on how slow it comes down. Cash out, we don't want any cash out. Let's say you're in Illinois. So our closing title fees are $990. And let's say, for example, we do need an appraisal and it'd be $550. So we got we've got $1,500, $2,000 in fees. And today's rate is 6.57. 6.57. Got it. 30-year. Okay. Here's the numbers. Okay, you were paying $2,404. New payment, $1,786. A savings, $618 a month. You would break even in 3.2 months. So even if rates dropped 6 months or 8 months from now, you didn't lose any money. Okay, so that's how this works. Now, let me show you this. Let's say, oh, well, I'm not going to take 6.57. I need 6.25. Okay, so folks, we were saving $618 here. Okay, 618. Ooh, a bigger jump than I thought. So this might be a big difference. Hold on, that can't be that big of a difference for a quarter of a percent rate. Let's see what I had in there. 6.57. It might be that big of a difference. It's a pretty big loan. What in the world's going on? 319, got it. 2000, got it. You guys see what's going on? 2404. If anybody can point out what I just did wrong, possibly. 319, 2000 closing costs. 319, that should be 319, new loan amount. That should be 321, 321, 123. I don't know why these calculators aren't working. This is what I mean by I hate these calculators. But you get my gist, folks. Well, this one was an extreme. But normally the savings is, instead of saving $400 a month, you might save $395 a month. So a lot of times the variance isn't that big. If it is, and you really want to wait out for that rate, God bless you. Just sign up for this. We have a tool on my website. It'll do exactly that for you. Go over to this and hit refinance. This is kind of a hidden Easter egg, I'll say. Hit it. What you're going to do is put in your mortgage information in here. Tell me what rate you want to refinance. Now run the mortgage calculator. See where do you need to be to get that, you know, get those payments down to where you want them to be and everything else. So go in here, register, go to refinance, and just tell me what you're looking for. Here's my mortgage information here, and here's the rate I want. And when it hits it, Dan, if you would call me, I'd greatly appreciate it, and yours truly will be calling you. So that's what we do through there. So let's get to some more of these questions. So who was that? Joe? Thank you so much, man, for the question. I see what else. I'm working with a builder, and I'm able to get a different lender due to the preferred lender. Yep. My closing date's coming around first and second week of October. God bless you, man. Here's what you need to do. Okay, I don't know anything about it. If you even want to email me, please feel free to email me and let me know what kind of loan you're getting, how much the credits. No broker, no bank's going to compete with your builder's preferred lender. I can't say that just point blank, but most of them are giving, it's stupid right now, 20, 30. I just had a guy, what do you call it? He said they were giving him, shoot, I just had it. I think it was $31,000. I take notes on everybody, so when you call me, I'm old. I think it was $31,000 he was getting from the builder's preferred lender. I'm like, why even shopping? I get it because you want to know, you know, what's going on. But shoot me an email. What you want to do with those builder credits? Pay. Don't care about the rate they're going to give you. And here's why: take as much money as you can, because they're going to oversell you as the, you know, on the buy downs. They're going to be like, oh, if you want to buy it down in a quarter, it's going to cost you $8,000. Don't play the game. Take all the money, whatever rate they're going to give you. Pay off every cost that you possibly have in there. Any money left over, do a temporary buy down. And I have a video on my website. Just check it out. I think it's called Builder how to Use Builder Credits. And it'll walk you right through it. And I've done several of them, and they're working fantastic. And I have another young man I'm going to be calling here shortly. So thanks for your post, my friend. Okay, hello, Dan. How much money do you need to in closing costs, or how does it work? Thanks. In price range, low 600s. Okay, so thanks for your question. Closing, it's going to hugely depend on where you live. So if you're working with a realtor, I would ask them, they're probably going to be know the best about it. Now, on the mortgage side, here's where it's all over the map. I lose deals because normally when I get back with people, I talk to them because, you know, most people don't have a lot of extra money, especially when they're buying a house. So we do, when I give you a quote, it's no fees. Basically, the fees you're going to have on the mortgage side of the equation would be an appraisal and credit report. Okay, and the appraisal is $600, $650, and the credit report might be $100. The rest of it is your title fees. So it depends on what state you live in. If you're in Florida, the sales taxes are crazy. But if you live in another state, like we close loans in Indiana and Ohio and things like that, it's pretty cheap. So it would it, the biggest piece of that puzzle is going to be your title fees, and so that would be the easiest way to do that is talk to your realtor, and they should be able to tell you, because most of the title companies that a lot of the realtors work with, they'll have what's called a fee table, I think it's called. They'll be able to look down 600, and that's your costs. So that's most likely the benefit. If you need some help with that, just please shoot me an email, and I'll send you in the right direction. Or if you need help with a realtor, love to help you there as well if we can. So thanks for the question, my friend. Let's get to the next one. We got is another VA question. We closed June 9th with a VA loan. If rates drop, how long can we wait to refinance? 210 days. What I highly suggest you do, and the reason why I know is I have this question I get probably 4 to 5 times a day. And I have people closing right now that it's like, I want to get out of this thing. Especially if you closed 2-3 months ago. And we have some rates, some government rates right now in the high fives, which is really cool. And I think that's going to spark a lot of stuff coming up. Here, let me just get out of that screen for a second. But you have to wait 210 days. And then if you would, just do me a favor. Go in to this, my website, and put in go into refinance and fill out the information in the rate watch. And put in the note in there. I think there's a note in there. There might not be. When I see it's a VA loan and you have the closing date, I'll be able to know that I can't contact you for 210 days. I'd love to get you on my newsletter list or something like that. If you want, you can elect to do that. But I'm helping any way I can. But it is 210 days before you can get out of that VA loan. So thanks for being here. Let's get back. Preferred lender gave 675. How much in credits, SD, how much in credits is the builder's lender, or how much in lender credits is the builder giving you? I mean, I could probably give you 675 and $500 lender credits. I'm not trying to be smart. I'm just saying, how much is the builder pushing in to buy down your rate or pay your closing costs or anything like that? Anything? Property attached condo. All right. If you can answer that one, let me know. Hi, everyone. Just a question. The rate on the newsletter is not necessarily the same rate one would get through their lender. Yeah, thank you. Perfect. That's a perfect example. So what I do is I go into Mortgage News Daily each day, and this is how I show you guys rates and everything. These aren't etched in stone. Like, for example, the 30-year fixed rate up there. There's parameters behind that. Same thing with the but thank you so much for pointing that out. These are just, what they do. Like, there is no 6.57 rate. Rates are in eighths. So this rate doesn't even exist, to be honest with you. What happens is they survey lenders all over the country. They ask them questions like, this particular rate goes to somebody with a 780 credit score, putting 20% down on a purchase. So that's what this rate is. So if you don't have a 680 credit score, you're not putting down 20%, you're not doing, your rate's not going to be that. But that's a blended rate, because rates are truly, they come out in the eighths. So this would be 6.5, 6.625, and so forth. So that's how these work. So great analogy. So I greatly appreciate you putting that data in there for me, my friend. Let's get to the next one. We might have been here. Nope, they quoted me at high end. So you're not getting any builder credits. Please email me. Email me again. My email is dan@therateupdate.com. I want to know your scenario, because if we can beat that, why even go with their lender? I thought they were giving you like $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 in credits. If they were, you can't pass it up. But yeah, shoot me an email or shoot me your loan estimate or where they quoted you, and then I'll get back with you and we'll talk about it. But thanks for joining again. What do we got? Do IRL rates follow the standard 30-year? No, the best way to follow IRLs is the FHA, because you don't want to, it is a government. So when you're looking at rates, I'll go through the rates with you real quick. You have a 30-year fixed rate. This is basically based on just normal, it's Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac guidelines, a normal mortgage. So if you just Googled mortgage, you'd get a conventional loan. These other ones, like right through here, FHA, VA, and then there's going to be USDA. Well, shit, the rate's right here. There's your VA rate. But there is also a USDA rate that's pretty comparable to these right through here. Okay. So these are government sponsored loans. So these, they'll come with a lower rate, but they'll come with fees. Like, for example, if you get an FHA loan, HUD charges a fee. It's going to be on the your closing statement. I'm not getting that money. It's actually HUD is getting that money, and that's how that goes through. So it's guaranteed by the government of default. These aren't. So that's the risk premium between the two. Okay, but if you're looking at a VA loan, best thing to look at is right through here. There's many times we can even beat this. Most of the time I can beat this. So we are fantastic on IRRRL programs. So if you want help with that, love to help you with that. We can usually beat if you're in the upper price range, we can usually clobber everybody else's quote. So thank you for joining today. Let's keep it going. I'd love you guys asking questions today. All right, my lender quoted me 6.75. I have 6K I can use toward points. Should I lock? First, Sarah, send me your loan estimate if you would, if you're not closing for at least 30 days. If you are closing, here's what I would do. I think rates are going to continue to go down, and that's why I would use that extra 6,000. I have 6,000 I can use toward points. Do a temporary buy down. Okay? And then when rates start to get a little bit lower, you know, even 0.5%, you get down to 6.25%, look to refinance. Okay, so what's going to happen is you're going to have money set aside. That $6,000 is going to be set aside in like an escrow account, and it's going to subsidize your mortgage payment each month. Well, if you can refinance out of that as quick as you can, and we get you actually even a better rate than that, you then can use that $6,000 to cover any closing costs that you have, and then also do a principal reduction and might even be able to pick up some equity through that transaction as well. So shoot me an email if you would. I can walk you through it, but we need 30 days to close. If you want to move over to us, we'd love to work with you, but I'll work with you to how to use all that lender's credits so you don't lose them, because if you don't use them, you're going to lose them. So Sarah, thanks for joining. All right, let's see what you got next. We can't hear you. You get cut off. It's probably, my apologies, it's probably when I turn my head. So I'll try not to turn my head, folks. And that's what I wanted you guys to tell me. That's only average rate on MND. Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, that is correct. So that in Mortgage News Daily, show up other lenders. Cannot hear anything. Can you guys hear me now? Just can you give me a thumbs up if you guys can hear me? I don't know if just a couple people blipped that when I couldn't, when I turned my head. So if you guys hopefully can hear me, please give me a thumbs up if you can. All right, I'll go to the next question. Hey, Dan, my preferred lender is asking me to lock in my rate today, but my closing date isn't until... No, don't. Why would you lock today? What are the thoughts on locking this early? Let me know if you want... No way. I wouldn't lock. Rates are... I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say 90% chance rates are going to be equal to or less than they are today. So if you lock out all the way to November, you're wasting. Remember I said the longer the duration of time you have on the lock, the worse the rate's going to be. So you can actually push out this lock, because it's going to cost you a ton of money to extend that lock out all the way to November. I wouldn't do that. That's my advice. You know, do what you want, but that's what I would do. I wouldn't lock in. So if you need some assistance with that, feel free to reach out to us, help in any way we can. Where are we? Let's go through. I know the sound's cutting, folks. I know when I turn my head for some reason on my live events, when I turn my head, the mic goes out. So I'll try to keep focused. When I do turn to look at the screen, I'll make sure I talk into the mic. Hey, Dan. Nope, I've got that. You are closing next week? No. Shoot me an email or send me your closing disclosure. I want to see where all your credits are going if you want, and I'll let you know how to maneuver those, and then you might have an opportunity to refinance. Like I said, I have a young man I'm calling right after this. He hasn't even made his first payment yet. We're going to refinance him, and he'll have 2 more months where he won't have to make a payment. So he's going to have like 4 months of no payments, and he just bought a home. Comes in very handy, and he's getting lower rate. All right, so that's what we see there. Let's get over. Is there any penalties if I close Is there any penalties if I close the loan early for refinancing? No, sir. You should not have a prepayment penalty on any loans unless you have basically what they call a non-QM loan. And I'm sure you probably don't have a non-QM loan. So you should have no prepayment penalties on there at all. So if feel free to reach out and ask us anything, and we'd love to work with you. Just to get a lot of people, you know, they bought their homes Now that gets confusing on how do I refinance? And that's why I've been having more and more videos talking about rates and refinancing, because a lot of people just really don't know what to do. So thank you for the thumbs up on that. Sound cutting, I can hear you. Okay, thank you. It looks like I can be heard. I had a few lenders push for a conventional loan rather than VA loan because of a VA funding fee. Yes. Okay, so let's talk about VA funding fees real quick, because it was asked. Okay, so here's what happens is if you use your VA benefits for the first time, there's a small fee. The next time you use it, the fee goes up to the VA. The next time you use it, it can go up to 3.3% of your loan amount. That's absurd. Okay, I don't even know why they have it on there. Think if you're buying a $300,000-$400,000 home. That's $12,000 that you're paying the VA to insure your loan. It's crazy, but that's what it is. But if you have a VA disability, a lot of times you might be exempt from those fees, and a lot of people that we work with are, and that's what makes it a VA loan fantastic, because you can just keep refinancing, you don't have those fees. If you do not have a disability, those fees can really add up, and you might be in a position where it might be better off for you to take that conventional loan. So that might not be off the charts. It depends on how much in fees. Here's, look at it this way too. On the screen, you have the VA rate. Okay, look at the spread between these. All right, so even if you have to pay a small, maybe a point, that point might more than help you, you know, offset the payments. You see what I'm saying? So if you can get a rate that's almost 0.5% lower than the conventional rate and have to pay even $3,000-$5,000 for it over probably a 3-5 year term, it's going to pay off. Short term, it won't make much sense. Long term, it'll hugely make sense. So that's, you kind of have to, you know, weigh each situation there. But if you need some assistance with that, please shoot me an email or just go to my website and ask Dan. Be more than happy to answer any questions that you have. And it is right through there, folks. All righty. Let's get to the next one. What do you think about that? What do you think about Jovial? Let's see. I think I missed your question. Had a few lenders. Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Sorry about that. It might have took me a long time to answer. What's your email? I will bring my email up on the screen so you guys can see it. I'll put it there for a second. That is my email, folks. How much time are we getting into? I don't want to run you guys past. Oh, we've been on here for a long time. So let me get to a couple more questions for you guys, because you gave me the courtesy of joining me today. So I am happy to answer anything that you have. So let's get down to this. Where did I leave at? Sound cutting email. I'm going to start at the bottom and work my way up. And then when we hit that, what is the interest rates right now? It is, well, I don't know. I need to know your credit score. I need to know your home price. I need to know what loan amount you're looking for, what kind of program you're looking for, what kind of term you're looking for, and what kind of house do you have. So if you answer those, I'd be more than happy to answer what the rate is today. That's how difficult it is. So a lot of people, there is no like 30. I can't just go over here and say, well, the 30-year fix today is 6.5. There is a lot of pieces of puzzle when it comes to the interest rate. So Mr. Trujillo, if you wouldn't mind emailing me, if you could just email me, you can ask me the same question, send me your mortgage statement. Just send me here, Dan, what's in, I need your credit score, your home value, the loan amount, your property type. We probably said credit score. Those are what I need. If anybody wants a quote from me in regards to what kind of rates we can get you, those are what we would need. And you can use the Ask Dan button for that with no problem, and I'll get back with you as quick as I can. Next thing is some. Hey, honey buns, how you doing out there? What's your email? What do you think about that? I actually cleared all the questions that we had today. So, folks, I want to thank you so much. This was a great event. Let me see if someone else posted. If you did, I'll be more than happy to answer one last question. Is there anything out there? Hey, I want to use you for our loan, or at least see what you can do. I'd love to help in any way I can. That's why, folks, I'm here to help you. I'm not here to, you know, if you're looking for the best rate in town and you know exactly what you're doing and you're just price shopping, yeah, I'd like to work with you. You know, send me the best quote you got. Let me run it through our 33 lenders. If you really need help with this, that's where we really love to help people. If you just don't know, you know, what to do, what that next step is, how do you do that? That's what we're here for. Okay, I'm more than happy to walk you through basically from applications to keys in your hand. So how do you get started? Just go to therateupdate.com. Our website's right through here. If you want to purchase, put in a purchase application, you can do that here. Refinance, you know, click here if you want to talk to me. Give us a call. Alan will be joining us next week. We'll be talking about different programs and things like that, so he'll be joining me. But he usually answers the lion's share of the phone calls. But if you have that loan estimate you want me to review, folks, here it is, the loan estimate review. Use it. And just the worst thing, you might waste 2 minutes of your time uploading your loan estimate, but you know, make sure you give me the best quote you got, because if we take the time and you take the time to reach out and we can get you better rates and fees and everything, hopefully we can win your business. If you're looking to refinance and you just, you know, that rate's not there yet for you, you want it to be a little bit lower, make sure you go into the refinance calculation thing right here. Put in your information, so as soon as rates hit that, we'll be reaching out to you to make sure we take care of you, or at least answer the questions, run through the numbers, make sure it makes sense, and then get the paperwork started. So thanks for watching, folks. God bless. Like I always say, hope you have a fantastic day out there. We'll be back at the closing bell. That'll be a little bit tight today, but we're going to kind of go over these same things. But I greatly appreciate you guys joining me today. And if I can be of any help, please reach us at therateupdate.com or shoot me an email. Love to hear from you any way I can. Have a good one, folks. God bless.